It's a walk on the wild side, a little bit of craziness. It's what all radio stations could be, so why aren't they? AM 1500, KSTP.
My personal view is that it's nauseating, disgusting, degrading, ghastly, sleazy, prurient, voyeuristic, and generally nauseating. I think that just about covers it, as far as I'm concerned. I think most of these groups would be vastly improved by sudden death. They are unbelievably nauseating. They are the antithesis of humankind. I would like to see somebody dig a very, very large, exceedingly deep hole and drop the whole bloody lot down it. You know, I think the whole world would be vastly improved by their total and utter non-existence.
This was never about money for us. It was about us against the system. That system that kills the human spirit. We stand for something. To those dead souls inching along the freeways in their metal coffins, we show them that the human spirit is still alive.
Bob's Radio Basics.
Couldn't have said it better myself. 1208, 52 before 1. 1339, the number of the show if you're scoring. If you are, I got to wonder about you. Don't be inside scoring on a day like today. I'm going up against the love bug this afternoon. Dean Jones, Michelle Lee, from 1968. Dean Jones, also famous for That Damn Cat. Also going up against Carson City with Randolph Scott and Raymond Massey. You might remember Raymond Massey, if you're a baby boomer, from Dr. Kildare with Richard Chamberlain. Richard Chamberlain didn't have a girlfriend in that show either. Carson City from 1952. Kind of a doubleheader on that channel. Carson City and Hostile Guns. George Montgomery and Yvonne DiCarlo. You'll remember Yvonne DiCarlo from The Munsters. Hey, check this out. After the love bug, Herbie Rides Again. That's the movie that little old lady mentioned. She was trying to get into the
row behind us. New Jersey or something?
The movie theater. Jack Nicholson making love to Faye Dunaway in Chinatown, and behind you, you hear, "Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me." She finally gets seated. She sees the love scene, and she taps me on the shoulder and says,
"Is this Herbie Rides Again?"
"No, ma'am. That's the other theater." That was back in the days when multiplexes, in this case it was just a couple of movies under one roof, were just coming into vogue. So, up against the love bug in Carson City today. I'm not even going to mention the phone number. If you want to call us, you know the number.
The Last Starfighter.
You know our names. You know the number.
Last Starfighter. 230.
That was a Beatles song. That was probably the least played Beatles song of all time. You know my name, look up the number. I think it's from the series Past Masters collection on CD. It's apropos of absolutely nothing. That's the kind of crap you can expect until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And two Pauls descend, Paul Harvey and Paul Brand at 3:15. Have you ever had the kind of free time that would allow you to rearrange the letters in the names of famous people, thinking that this anagram, I think it's called, would give you some kind of insight as to, embellish their reputation for whatever it is? My otolaryngologist is suggesting this kind of exercise. For me, because he's concerned about my health, there is a rib or a ribbing or notch or whatever you want to call it in my throat that due to stress has turned inward. He is also a little frightened by my weight loss. Lost 8 pounds last week. No longer have an appetite. Lost 5 pounds on Tuesday, 3 yesterday. So I'm engaging in these calming exercises. It's supposed to calm me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from one field of entertainment to the other. Finally came to sports, and I was rearranging the name of a particular celebrity. And really came across a find. Rearrange the letters in the name Monica Seles. You know what you get? Remember, Monica Seles, she didn't necessarily popularize screaming, bleeding, moaning, that kind of thing.
Brought it to the forefront,
but
though.
She definitely, she perfected it. Became quite a point of controversy at the recent Wimbledon fortnight. Lost anyway, as a matter of fact. She stopped screaming and bleating and moaning, and she lost to Steffi Graf so in the final. Maybe I should rearrange Steffi Graf's name, too.
You rearrange
one second.
Her name.
Yeah. It's Steffi, isn't it? Graf. Okay, anyway, you rearrange the letters in Monica Seles' name, and you get the phrase, or the term, camel noise. Try it at home. You don't even have to have strict parental supervision. Rearrange the letters of the name Monica Seles, you get camel noise. And that's pretty much what it is. It's kind of, whoa. I don't know if you've, I don't know how long it's been since you've heard a camel make that or any other noise.
It's been a while.
Yeah. You think high school kids in Egypt think that's their idea of a good time, sneaking up from behind a camel and
tipping
doing
it
what
over?
Comes naturally the way high school kids in Texas go after cows?
I think they'd need a stepladder. Camels are pretty tall.
Camel noise. How have you been since I last talked to you? When did I last talk to you? Oh, I talked to you last night on the phone. How have you been since then?
Since then, not bad.
We don't
bad.
Often talk on the phone.
Not bad. Pretty good. Got a lot of
good.
Sleep last night.
Good. Glad you did. All ready for church tomorrow, I trust.
Why? Now, why? Tell me again why you're rearranging letters of
it's just, it's a
famous
it's a calming exercise. It's a serenity deal. I got to find some way to get this thing in my throat popped out. Pop back out the way the other ridges in my throat are. He says that eventually it will pop back out.
Who, your psychiatrist?
You gotta... No, my otolaryngologist.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of thought you were in therapy.
Which, amazingly enough, my insurance covers, I'm glad to say. I think I had to pay $10-$20 of a $180 bill. So anyway, I trust we'll...
Does it calm you down?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. But you have to get the kids to bed by that time. It's 11 o'clock and... You know, the pencil kind of trails off down into the bottom right-hand corner of the steno pad when you fall asleep while doing these things. If you're headed to church tomorrow, and I know I am, Mount Olivet Lutheran, Pastor Madison, that's Judith Madison. So caveat emptor, what's the person who gives an offering? A tither. Let the tither beware. Caveat tither. There's a gal doing the preaching. Title of her message tomorrow, God Satisfies, which is going to be big news to the Snickers fans in the audience. Heretofore, you know, I was under the impression that only Snickers satisfied. According to that commercial, that's God Satisfies.
Might be some kind of copyright infringement there.
Attend as a visitor, leave as a friend. And a little symbol of a person in a wheelchair down in the bottom right-hand corner, I guess they roll you in, give you a seat in the aisle or down front or something.
All right.
They still have all nine people here. Frontline players on the softball team, no doubt. Youngdahl, Nelson, Lindbergh, Fuzzy, Madison, Jergensen, Kotzer, Morehouse, and now warming up in the bullpen, Calland. Mount Olivet Lutheran, God Satisfies. We'll see you in church tomorrow. Do you read the Bible, General Patton?
Sure do. Every GD day.
Just a little line from Patton there. George E.
Scott.
Patton. Just wandering through the news and random unique observations. That's how we're going to get to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Just goodbye on the sheer force of our personalities. Be rearranging the letters of the name Steffi Graf.
I think I'm going to
come up with something between now and 3 o'clock.
I'm writing down your name, actually.
Are you?
The full one, too. The one on the driver's license.
If you find anything apocryphal in there, please don't share it with me.
Even the junior at the end.
Hungry on the way to work today.
Yeah, so
it's,
is
it's
I.
Weird when you are hungry, but you're just too, I don't know. Of course, with so much starvation in the world and this Somalia deal, I can't very well. It's another reason not to be able to think about food, but
70 every day die of starvation.
Oh, I thought you meant 70 degrees every day. That sounds like ideal weather.
It was 70 or 700, some incredible 70.
Mm-hmm.
I heard on the news on the way in. 70.
We should stop by this Burger King though, that was robbed, where the gunman forced the night manager to partially undress before escaping with the contents of a safe. 22-year-old assistant manager was confronted closing up at 1:50 in the morning. I think I've been to this doggone location. University Avenue West? It's down there by the U. Or is that an Arby's? Right down there by the fork in the road. One fork leads you past Memorial Stadium. The other fork...
There's an Arby's there.
Yeah. And maybe this isn't the one I'm thinking of. The robber ordered her to remove her bra and fled with an undisclosed amount of cash. So the bra-loving bandit. There have been gentleman bandits, gorilla bandits.
Brazier bandit.
Yep. Yeah. The robber was described as a black man about 30 years of age, 5 feet 6, medium build, medium-length afro-style hair. This couldn't be Leo Lewis, could it? Of course not. Of course not. He's an upstanding, solid citizen with a college degree and everything. This isn't him. Wore a dark jacket and white gloves. If I were this in need of money and this sick mentally, you put those qualities together with the fact that I'm a movie buff, and I think I'd go in and I'd just say, you know, I'd present my gun and I'd grab a couple of, well, no, it wouldn't be time for breakfast buddies, would it? BK Supremes or BK Deluxes or what have you, and being a movie buff, I would say, tell me, can you do that thing like Jennifer Beals did in Flashdance, you know, where you take the bra off while your shirt is still on and then you slide it out your sleeve. I wouldn't necessarily want to see her breast, but I still am impressed by that display of dexterity by Jennifer Beals, movie Flashdance. Hope these folks are okay. I hope this robber is apprehended. Took her under things with him, as a matter of fact. Knucklehead. Something borrowed, something blue, something burgers, something green, that would be money, and something to sniff. Got anything yet on Steffi Graf?
No, I'm still working on your name.
Mm.
Got three B's.
Mm-hmm.
Three B's in the first name alone.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do I do with them now? I was never any good at this. Another little game I wasn't good at is you have a big square full of letters, and you're supposed to find words in them and circle them.
Yeah.
Down, up, across, diagonal.
Yeah.
They're like grandpa games. It's the things grandpa does to sit around and kill time.
Oh, a memo to Spike Moss, Deputy Chief Spike. I don't know whether he was mentioned on the Sports Talk this morning or not. Joe and Pat have had ways of bringing up the subject of Mr. Moss in the past. Just a memo, just a good-hearted suggestion from yours truly. Well, you're standing in public opinion was way up there as Chief Queller of the mini riot in North Minneapolis. I wouldn't ruin it by associating with the family of a man whose fingerprints were found on bloody clothing. That's all I'll say about that. B.C. Jim Burdick, middle name is Jim in quotation marks, and he could have parlayed this little gimmick into a career as a city councilman in my native Fort Worth from back in my youth. Everybody had a middle name in quotation marks that had nothing to do with their initials. B.C. Jim Burdick. I mean, how do you get Jim out of, let's say, whatever the B stood for, Barton Clay? B.C. Jim Burdick writes the Strib, how can someone in particular, Bill Clinton, govern a country when he cannot even run his bus tour on schedule? He showed up nearly 3 hours late in Minneapolis last Friday. Surely one side of a good executive or a good leader is staying on schedule. I would try to keep every innermost thought, every minute household detail to myself if I were the Clinton campaign, because I swear to you folks, it's going to get even more specific than this. If he misplaces his toothbrush, if he goes to the ring by the door to the garage and doesn't see the keys there, the letters are going to pour in. They're just going to be just like this. How can a man hope to run the country if he misplaces his toothbrush? How can he hope to, you know, set priorities for this nation, be leader of the free world, when he, you know, he goes to the little ring where the car keys are supposed to be and they're not there? Cool your jets, B.C., Jim Burdick. Of Excelsior.
Maybe Jim was one of those knuckleheads down there waiting for him, and
Yeah.
The fact that Clinton was late will make Jim vote Republican.
Mm. Bush needs votes like that. Bush needs every vote he can get. You know, there's a soundbite on that same tape of Chicago radio I made last week from whence Joe and Pat gleaned the quasi-Harry Carey bites from today. And it's of Bush within the past week or two on the comeback trail, inspiring the troops with some kind of parable about a centurion and a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, the punchline is, and it's perfectly set apart from the rest of the prepared text. And as soon as I find that tape, I'm going to lift it off. And it's of George Bush, you know the way he talks. I can't do a George Bush, especially an excited George Bush.
Right.
And it's the lion saying to the centurion or vice versa, "Fight fair, damn it, fight fair." So I got to find that bite. We can put it on a cart. And when the debates come about and, let's say, you know, news coverage of it the next day reveals that George Bush did something sleazy, you just stick that baby in there.
Fight fair, damn it, fight fair. You were late, admit it, you were late.
You are
3 hours late.
Can't even run a bus trip. How can you run a country?
Yeah. Now, this did come up in Sports Talk this morning. When I grabbed the ad, I don't know of another word for it. It's an ad. The Basilica of St. Mary in celebration of the Dormition and Assumption of the Virgin. Festival Eucharist, 5:30 today. Evensong for the feast, Sunday at 4 p.m., choir stalls. Hospitality follows both liturgies. There's so much Catholic jargon in here.
Lingo.
I feel like I did when I met one of our account executives, Loretta, at a sales call a couple of days ago at a welding supply store, one of many fine locations. Just another world, man. It's just another planet. I mean,
it's like
there are 19 different kinds of welding helmets, the latest of which costs like $360.
Some kind of bizarre underworld or something.
What is Dormition? What is Assumption? Any Catholics out there? America's first basilica and national historic landmark, the Catholic Cathedral Church in downtown Minneapolis welcomes you. Dormition, Assumption of the Virgin. This doesn't have anything to do with holes in one, does it? Because our little bit where we're very cynical about people's names published in the newspaper claiming they scored holes in one, we claim they're as rare as sightings of the Blessed Virgin.
How do you spell Assumption?
So we call them Blessed Virgin sightings. Assumption. I don't care what your religion is. The religion I grew up and had no say in the matter was Southern Baptist Convention. I was taught never to assume anything.
I was going to...
Dormition and Assumption.
I was going to say it means to ascend, Assumption, and I was right.
I was hoping that the Blessed Virgin would have been brought up with the same kind of conventional wisdom, but I guess not.
Bodily ascent into heaven, taking up the body and the soul of the Virgin Mary into heaven after her death.
Festival Eucharist, 5:30 today.
Church festival on August 15th, celebrating this, which is...
Is it the 15th of August already?
Today.
Holy cow. Evensong for the feast. I have no idea what that means. Sunday at 4 p.m. I know what that means. That'll be tomorrow.
That means Catholics get a holiday today?
In the middle of the afternoon. Choir stalls.
They have like a day off today?
Hospitality follows both liturgies. Is that like
hospitality.
A buffet or a hospitality room? Some kind of deal in a hotel? Where you... I don't know. I don't know. That's the point of this whole thing. I don't know. I come to work every day with a lot of stuff I don't know. Oh, and my mentioning of the word hotel triggers this in my mind, and then Kenny will trigger some commercials here. And we'll get on with show 1339 at KSTP, the talk station. Three or four guys met in the same motel to discuss the Lund case. Is that correct? Some police guys and a lawyer guy.
The lawyers called the police and had a meeting, right.
Have you ever reached for the wrong clipping, a clipping that you thought was the right one because it was the right length and the right width, and I grabbed what I thought was the Lund clipping, and I've got a clipping here, headline, Tomb May Belong to Priest Who Judged Jesus.
Oh, I read that yesterday. That was interesting.
Caiaphas has often been portrayed by historians as malevolent, mad for power, blindly eager to please, The Roman governor Pontius Pilate.
He was
kind of
a
Jim
nose.
Baker. Kind of a Jim Baker of his
day. He was a brown noser. He'd do anything. Yeah.
Now, where's that, the Lund clipping from this morning's Strib, I think it was, says that
Freeburg.
There were like three or four guys in the same motel room. Here it is.
Attorneys Freeburg, Rosten, and P.I. Michael Grostian.
Let's try that.
Grostian.
Met with Minnetonka police. We have no idea how many police from Minnetonka were in that hotel room. Having checked into more than... And my wife's on the air over there. I can go ahead and say this. She'll never know the difference. What she don't know won't hurt her. Having checked into many a hotel here in the Twin Cities in my time as a radio personality and philanderer, a lot of hotels won't even deal with you if you're local. They'll only deal with you if you're from out of town, or they'll only let you check into a room if you're undergoing some sort of family emergency at home.
See, you're the only person that
if your water's gone out or something, or if your air conditioning is gone on the fritz on a really hot day.
See, you're the only person I know that's encountered this rule, and I think it's just the people know about you and your reputation.
Oh, really?
And they're ready for you.
Yeah. I'm Joseph Friedberg. I'm here to meet so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. They're in room 17. It's a non-smoking room now. Okay, fine. 5 minutes later. Yes, sir, who are you? I'm David Rost, and I'm here to meet Attorney Friedberg and Investigator Grostian and the Minnetonka Police. Room 17. Non-smoking room.
Police previously said they heard of the killing from a phone caller but did not identify the phone caller.
Yeah. Do you think a couple of the guys sat on the bed? Do you think they do what you and I do when we get to Vegas? We, you know, we rip a couple of pillows off, we stack them up there on the bed, just sit on the bed. And
quick, go through the TV.
Go through the pay-per-view selections, and then that channel where they teach you how to play the games.
Mm-hmm.
You think they did that while they talked to the guy? I'm sorry, it's the curse of people in my profession. I have to draw at least for myself a mental picture of what that must have been like. Hotel room harshly overpopulated by the men in blue and the men in the black suits and men in the Brooks Brothers
they
suits.
They met at the Radisson.
Did they really?
Ridgedale. Well,
is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice place. They got a great great breakfast buffet.
Isn't that where you spent Christmas a couple years ago? Instead of going to the holiday party, the
corporate? That's exactly right.
That's where you went?
Exactly right. Nothing against the holiday party as a form of entertainment. Wonderful thing the company does once a year, but we hadn't been away from what was then our firstborn in quite some time. That's where we spent some time. So now I'm able to draw an even more vivid mental picture as to what went on there.
You were both horny. That's why you ended up there.
Pretty big room, as I recall. I would think that guys in this number would want a suite. And they pool their resources, and they get the suite. And
see, it doesn't say
there was
here,
a keg or something.
They didn't say here if they got like a suite or a convention room or just a little,
yeah, that's where they chose to meet.
Little room or what?
In private. Very nice suit, as I recall. Double-breasted, chalk-striped suit on the guy at the front desk. And he was kind of, I could tell he was looking askance at the wife and I while we were, you know, registering in a local address. You know, as a matter of fact, we lived in Golden Valley at the time, so we were just like, you know, 5 miles away. Our home was like 5 miles away. Yeah, I mean, it was either that or have the sitter and the child to, you know, check into the hotel. Oh, well, you were supposed to send me to a break 5 minutes ago, so let's do that, come back and address these calls, because we need to find out what assumption and dormition are.
Kind of in the
versa.
Middle of this article now. Pretty interesting.
Well, just
mostly sunny.
You can finish
today.
It. And then...
mid-70s for a high, fair tonight, low in the mid-50s, mostly sunny, warmer tomorrow, almost 80, clear 70 right now. BRB, back after these.
Coming on Sunday, August 23rd, we will reinvent the garage sale. And as far as garage sales go, this is one big sale. KSTP and the Twin Cities Raider present Turi and Christina's Garage Sale. Sunday the 23rd from 10 to 3 at the Interchange parking ramp. Load up all of your goodies, all of your family's goodies, all of your neighbor's goodies, and join us. $10 gets you a table to display your treasures. Proceeds go to the Minnesota Literacy Council. And just to make you feel good, at the end of the day, if you have anything left over, you can donate it to Goodwill Industries. Turi will be broadcasting live from noon to 2. To make sure you get one of the remaining tables, you better call the reader at 591-2567. Turi would want it that way.
Turi and Christina's Garage Sale, Sunday the 23rd from 10 to 3 at the intersection of 394 and 169.
Russell Hitchcock, lead singer of Air Supply.
Swear, but you're always, always gonna love me. Swear to your heart.
Steve Hoff is a direct diamond importer and fine jewelry manufacturer. He cuts out the middleman, bringing you the finest quality jewelry at the absolute best possible prices. And now, the Hoff Jewelry Company invites you to join them in celebrating their two new and exciting Hoff locations.
I'm Steve Hoff, president of the Hoff Jewelry Company. We've redesigned our Maplewood Mall location, plus now we're in Rosedale Mall next to Dayton's. Just a few of Hoff's grand opening specials include a pair of unbelievably priced genuine diamond earrings for only $9.99, plus an exquisite full-carat diamond tennis bracelet in solid gold for only $499. Prices are good in all four Hoff locations, so join us for Hoff's grand opening celebration.
The Hoff Jewelry Company, with four convenient mall locations in Maplewood, Northdown, Burnsville, and now Rosedale, upper level next to Dayton's.
The Hoff Jewelry Company is the diamond specialist you can trust.
You suffer the distressing symptoms of menopause, or if you know someone who does, listen closely. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, medical doctor and nutritionist with good news for women over 40. There's a new all-natural product that helps ease the physical discomfort and emotional distress of menopause. It's called Rejuvex. Rejuvex is based on the latest nutritional studies linking magnesium deficiency to the onset of menopausal symptoms. During menopause, estrogen is greatly diminished, affecting the delicate balance of magnesium and other important vitamins and minerals. These nutritional imbalances often result in hot flashes, night sweats, and other sudden debilitating symptoms. One Rejuvex caplet daily restores nutrient balance and provides the optimum magnesium dosage to help avoid osteoporosis and heart disease. Rejuvex. Relief and health protection without side effects for women in menopause.
From the people who bring you Ginsena, at Rite Aid, Osco Savon, GNC, Revco, Eckert, Super X Phase, Payless, Snyder, Thriftway Hook. For a free brochure, call 800-446-7262. 800-446-7262.
AM 1500, KSTP.
Eddie, our first anniversary is November 8th. Paper's the gift.
Marge, would ever forget that memorable day? But paper, how about a subscription to the Guide for Proper Care and Feeding of Prize Husbands?
Oh, very funny. Some prize you are. How about paper like airline tickets, car rental agreements, and directions to Aunt Betty's place in Florida in the Fort Myers, Naples area?
Well, I suppose a rent-a-car has to be Avis.
Of course. At Avis, you get value for your dollar. In fact, they have a great offer right now if you reserve before September 10th, an offer that starts September 10th and is good through December 15th, 1992.
Lady, I'm way ahead of you. I know Avis rents great GM cars like the Chevrolet Lumina, Chevrolet Corsica, and the Buick Regal.
Ask for rate code 5Q when you call.
Oh, I'll call today. The Buick Regal sounds good.
Don't forget to, because in Fort Myers or Naples, if you reserve before September 10th and ask for rate code 5Q, we'll get a special money-saving rate that's good from September 10th through December 15th. And I love to save money for shopping. The Avis number is 1-800-331-1212.
Avis features GM cars like the Buick Regal.
Instead of the same music over and over, how about some fresh ideas?
Nah.
AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Well, I've come up with one complete sentence so far as we attempt to rearrange the letters in Steffi Graf's name. When you rearrange the letters in Monica Seles' name, you get the term camel noise. So far I have I fart, but I've got a I've got an S, G, E, and a couple of F's left to do something with.
All I can get from your last name is if you drop the E, you get stay.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I can't
Graf. I fart.
I can't reveal your middle name on the air, and I'm not getting anything out of it anyway.
Thank you. Something, someone, had to have sat on the bed. All these guys were in this hotel room for 2 hours. After David Roston, one of the attorneys, had called police to say he had something of an extreme urgent nature to discuss. Police previously said they heard of the killing from a phone caller, but did not identify him. Someone had to have sat on the bed. Maybe two people, and then someone sitting at the end of the bed. Sometimes they have a round kind of conference table or a table that you might have breakfast at a window overlooking Highway 12. Two chairs. Maybe somebody just sitting around the corner on the sink just listening. Something else I like to do just after I've checked in is to placed my ear to both walls just to see if anything really funny, really nasty is going on.
Jeez, Bobby.
No, maybe one of those guys did that. You know, just for grins. A little lull in the conversation. Police have senses of humor. They're just plain folks. Just like you and I. All right, line two's been holding the longest?
Dr. Steve.
All right. We need dormition, we need assumption. Either or both of those. Any Catholics in the audience? The only one I know really well is working right now for another radio station. Dr. Steve.
I don't have either one of those, Bob.
You don't? All right.
What I called to do was comment to the fellow Jim from Excelsior about Clinton's bus trip.
Mm-hmm.
And if the sign of a good chief executive officer is being on time with their campaign stops, Bush was in Rochester in 1990, right before the election, campaigning for the local Republicans. And
ooh, that would have been the 10th anniversary of the term voodoo economics from the 1980 campaign. So he was late getting somewhere?
It was his only stop of the day. He flew from Washington to Rochester and then flew back, and we waited 4 hours for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was there as a representative of the association.
But that didn't sour you on George Bush's ideals, did it?
Oh, no. They had security checks and all this other stuff that had to go on.
Yeah. Please tell me you went ahead and voted for him. You didn't hold it against him.
Well, I wouldn't want to give my political views away.
Okay. Well, there's all kinds of inconveniences on the campaign trail. How would Mr. Burdick from Excelsior have liked to have been a McGovern fan in 1972 and finally got to hear his guy say his piece at his own convention at 3 in the morning?
Ooh.
Some really bad planning there.
So, anyway, take care.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, bye.
I think we have some insight as to why Frank Mankiewicz, who was George McGovern's campaign manager back then, looks so old now. I'm amazed he's still alive. Also look for, I don't know, on Oprah's or Phil's or Sally Jesse's or Montel's show pretty soon. By the way, Montel Williams has a billboard. Far to your right. As you're taking the, I don't know, whatever it is, the Ryan, the Kennedy, the Eisenhower, whatever the hell it is, back to O'Hare from downtown. He's off to the right, not a very scenic part of the city of Chicago. And the pole kind of blends in with the environs there, so you really don't even notice the pole, but it looks like Montel's face is just hanging up there in the sky. Anyway, on the next Montel or Sally or Phil, Geraldo, what have you, be prepared for a discussion of caraholics. And they won't need a panel to discuss this car buying Jones, this addiction to buying cars, especially expensive cars. They only need one guest, and that's Jack Clark of the Boston Red Sox. Did you see this morning the little itemized list of all of Jack's automobiles, 18 in all? No wonder he's in debt. You can only drive one.
What paper is that?
At the same time, St. Paul Sports Section. Did you notice all the cars? They're all leveraged to where did the money go? I think that's a quote from one of his creditors or somebody trying to rearrange Jack's finances, make some sense of it. The garage of this one particular house, the $2.4 million house, was a six-car garage, but Jack had plans to increase that down the road. The market fell out for the Ferrari F40s. A car that sounds like a plane. Not an F-111. This is an F-40. Ferrari. Market fell out for those. He was a collector. Jack liked cars. One of his friends is quoted as saying. An F-40 would fetch a little over $1 million as of a couple of years ago, but that was before the recession. There were only 180 of them built for the U.S. over a three-year period. A couple of years ago, they were very, very hot, but no longer. That's what Jack Clark is. He's a victim of the recession. Guys would pay the sticker price of $500,000 or so for him, then go right out and resell them for $1 million or $1.2 million a couple of years ago. Guys would put deposits down on them 3 years before they came out. So the market collapsed for the F-40. That was the beginning of the end for Jack Clark. It's worth only about $450,000. So, Walnut Creek Ferrari, Walnut Creek, California, is listed in the bankruptcy papers as having a claim of $1 million against Jack Clark. The bankruptcy papers list that $1 million claim as unsecured. Then you got the other cars. You got the three 1992 Mercedes. Three of them. He had to have three of them. One wasn't good enough. Mercedes-Benz Credit, Pasadena, California, has a total of $368,000 in claims against Jack Clark. He has another Ferrari, too. I forgot to bring that up. 1989 Ferrari Mondial, or however it's pronounced. I won't bother asking you people how it's pronounced because you won't even call me and tell me what Dormition or Assumption is. Also had four GMAC vans among the 18.
Dormition.
Car strong fleet.
Dormition, isn't that something cancer does? Goes into dormition?
It could be a kind of Ferrari, for all I know. I think all the Catholics left us when Joe and Pat left at noon. There were also two cars back east that he just left stranded, just abandoned them there. Two Lexuses, or Lexi, 1991 Lexus on which he owes $42,000, and a 92 on which there's a claim for $28,800. So he's in hock to a concern called Toyota Motor Credit Company in Tewksbury, Mass. No wonder the guy is in a slump. No wonder he hasn't played up to his capabilities this past season. Got his mind on his finances. $15 million in inventory just in the cars alone. And then you have the homes that are just laying waste in various stages of either disrepair or renovation, and everything is stopped on the homes. It is really, really pathetic. It's gotten to the point the recession has, or maybe if you want to call it a slow recovery, you can, where baseball players will soon be jumping out of dugouts, similar to 1929 when the stock market crashed and the financiers in New York and Chicago jumped out those windows. That's Man Bites Dog News. That's the only reason I bring this up. I'm the Episcopal of the offbeat, so I saw that and I thought I'd pass that along in case you didn't see the paper today. Boy, did I. I did about 3 hours of prep for this one show alone. It's come to that. Let's break at 3:40, 4:16 before 1, KSTP, the talk station, Bob's Radio Basics on a Saturday.
The biggest shopping mall in America. The biggest mouth in the world. Some things are simply destined to end up together. Join Barbara Carlson as she broadcasts live from the Mall of America all next week. She'll be joined by special guest Congressman Bruce Vento, another windbag, plus a roster of fascinating guests and bored teenage mall rats. Barbara Carlson and friends, live from the Mall of America, all next week on AM 1500 KSTP.
You can count on me, you can count on me.
You can always count on Sears for selection, convenience, and satisfaction. Now there's a new Sears store in your area, offering an even wider selection of your favorite brands in every department, including Reebok, Sony, Levi's, not to mention Kenmore, Craftsman, and Die Hard. The new Sears also features an updated apparel department with more contemporary styles and vibrant colors than ever, all at affordable prices. But one thing never changes. Everything we sell is backed by our policy. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So check out the new Sears.
Sears' newest store is now open in Bloomington's Mall of America. And this Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th, Don DeMont, who plays Brad on The Young and the Restless, will be there from 12 noon till 4 p.m. Plus, the first 500 customers in the store will receive a $10 merchandise certificate. That's the new Sears this weekend.
You can count on me, Sears Roebuck and Company.
There was a time when if you needed a new range for the kitchen or it was time to give the old washer and dryer a rest, you went down to the local appliance store where you could get good advice. They'd personally deliver your new appliance and even take away the old one without charging a dime. Then came the big warehouse stores.
Hurry, hurry! Everything's in big cardboard crates and it has to go! Open 24 hours! Drive your own forklift around the warehouse!
If you're tired of having appliance shopping remind you of a trip to the circus, Don's Appliance invites you to visit their three locally owned stores. You'll get personal service, we'll see that the product you buy is the right one for you, and we'll give you competitive prices on KitchenAid, revered for quality in dishwashers since 1949. And now that same quality comes in a full line of KitchenAid appliances from refrigerators to ranges to washers and dryers. KitchenAid at Don's Appliance at 40th and Central in Columbia Heights, 77th and Lindale in Richfield, and at 35W and County Road 42 across from the Burnsville Center.
AM 1500, KSTP.
Every year for 12 straight days, thousands of people come up to me and ask what's new. Could it be because I work at a state fair information booth? Well, here's what's new for 92. Plenty. First, the world's largest sandcastle, over 20 feet high. The Alpine Mountain Thrill Show with four free shows daily. How about a little yee-haw bungee jumping right here at the fair? Then there's the Great Native American Leaders Display, new. The Pro Earth Exhibit, new. Plus, you'll find special discounts on the Midway, weekdays before noon, and hundreds of special fair deals from State Fair food vendors every day. Whoa, here's more State Fair news.
This year, there's more free music than ever before on the fair's five free stages. And at the grandstand, catch hot national acts like Color Me Bad, the B-52s, the Beach Boys, Richard Marx, and the Steve Miller Band.
Sounds fair enough to me. And if you don't believe us, come see for yourself what's new at the Great Minnesota Get-Together.
Get-Together at the fair.
August 27th through Labor Day. Like, even the dates are new this year.
Because you're ready for a change of pace. It's AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance.
Do, 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 do. Stevie Ray Vaughan joining Dave on this, the last decent LP ever produced by the Thin White Duke. In this humble reporter's opinion, these Israeli archaeologists are going to wish that they had never let the word slip about this guy Caiaphas's tomb, because he was to Judaism. I mean, he was the guy who turned our guy over to Pilate. Okay, so he's probably pretty revered, and he is to discipline as Jim Morrison was to rock and roll. And I have a feeling that a lot of people who didn't know where he was buried before will wind up there, marking up his gravestone and having, you know, pajama parties and tipping a few in his honor.
He was there when they crucified him.
That's
our
exactly
Lord.
Right. He was. Yeah.
The bastard.
No. I don't know. Maybe we should be skeptical of this, at least as skeptical as we were about the Shroud of Turin.
I don't know. It's a pretty interesting article. You reading it from yesterday's paper, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Why did the people who came up with the Shroud of Turin expect us to believe that that was Christ? Just because everybody back in those times had, you know, longish hair and a beard? I personally think it looks more like Mel Shocker, the old bass player for Grand Funk Railroad.
You're right. It kind of does. Mm-hmm. Or even Pigpen from the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Back when he got...
You're right. But his hair wasn't really that long, was he? And didn't he wear that kind of cowboy hat, kind of an Australian twist on the cowboy hat,
right,
with the flap up on one side?
There was no cowboy
hat.
Yeah,
and if you show me a Shroud of Turin with the cowboy hat with the flap pulled up on one side, then you, then you've done something. Bob's dream of the day last night had to do with the Renaissance Festival, the pride or prides of the Renaissance Festival, puke and snot. I dreamed that I was in 7th grade PE class with those guys in junior high. And as a part of roll call, of course, I was always in the Y's, you know. Yates was always at the end, but, you know, you go through, you know, Brown here, Johnson here, Mason here, Puke here, Rawlings here, Snot here, you know. Can't explain dreams like that, can you? You can only sit back and marvel as to why two people would want to call themselves, much less their professional personas, Hukin's not.
Fear the SF Pig. That's what young Jeffrey, the former phone screener here, gets from Steffi Graf.
Oh, from Steffi Graf? Fear the SF Pig. Ooh.
She's not a pig, though.
Ooh. She's just a tall, sinewy German lass.
She's handsome.
She's handsome. She's got a great forehand. But she doesn't scream. Monica Seles does. Rearrange those letters. Camel noise. Kay claims to know what both Dormition and Assumption are. We go to her now. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kay.
Hi. Dormition means to sleep.
To sleep.
Assumption is to assume. So, like, if...
Now, what
the Blessed
Virgin...
Mary didn't really die, but she went to sleep.
Went to sleep.
And they assumed her body into heaven.
I see. All right.
And so that's what it means.
Are you of the Catholic faith? Is that how you know that?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been to... to this observation today?
No, observance? I haven't, but I am going tonight.
Are you going tonight?
Yes.
All right. Well, peace be with you.
You too.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye now. Bye.
Make sure to set your VCR to catch Saturday Night Live, though. Go to church.
This isn't televised, is it, the way Christmas Mass is? Used to be Christmas, Midnight Mass was televised on Channel 5.
I don't know
5.
If the Pope conducts a Mass.
Oh, I remember that year.
Assumption
that,
service.
She's the Sheriff with Suzanne Summers was on at 11:30, and then you had the Midnight Mass at midnight, obviously, and great promo. She's the Sheriff, followed by He's the Messiah.
Starring the Pope.
Go to Lash Man.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Lash Man. How's it going?
Hi, pretty well. How about yourself?
Just fine.
I thought their mission was the sweetest version of Mission Impossible. When they got to that portion of the tape, they said, "Dermission, if you decide to accept it."
No, that was nice of Kay to call us and tell us what those meant. she sounded like she knew what she was talking about.
Yeah.
I love the name Kay. As a matter of fact, the name Kay figures into one of my favorite songs called If You See Kay. Tell her I love her.
That's right.
Yeah.
You mentioned Grand Funk. That was the first rock concert I ever went to.
Really?
Guess who was the backup?
Just a second. Blood Rock.
No, a gentleman named Billy Preston. You remember him?
No.
Yes.
This had to be 1970.
Oh, yeah. Early 70s. I was, probably junior in high school, so it was probably 72 or so.
Mark Farner had 9 hairs in his head. They were all about 7 feet long.
That's fact.
And he had the fringe. He had the fringe going, and he had the bicep bracelets. He had the big things.
The big afro.
Yeah. Oh, I love those live albums where he'd try to whip up the crowd into a frenzy for Don Brewer. Never was very successful, but he'd still go, "Don Brewer! Don Brewer!"
Yeah.
And Don would go, "What do you want, Mark?"
Yeah, the live album. I think I've still got a beat-up copy of that somewhere.
And Mel Shocker was a little like Bill Wyman. He was in the Bill Wyman mold. He just basically just sat back there and played the bass.
Exactly.
Just had it pointed to the sky, just played the bass.
Exactly, yeah.
On songs like Sin's a Good Man's Brother. You remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd love to hear some Grand Funk this afternoon. Anybody out there got some Grand Funk you could play for us? Maybe Sin's a Good Man's Brother. And none of that I'm Your Captain, oatmeal-y nonsense, but...
Well,
something that really rocked. That
E Pluribus Unum was the worst album cover ever made. I mean, just terrible on the album because it was wrecked after 3 playings. But there was some ferocious rock on that album.
I don't want to hear any of the songs that were popular. I want to hear the songs that would have been considered album rock radio cuts back then.
But, you know, the first one, the Survival album, was had some funky stuff on it. But
Power Trio. I remember seeing them. Gee, I can't count the times I... It was in attendance for a Grand Funk show, but I guess the most memorable was that pop festival in Louisville, a suburb of Dallas. This is about a month after Woodstock, and they were there, and people went nuts. We thought that was music.
Yeah, they were hot. It was amazing. You know, you think of three-person bands, you know, there are not too many around then.
But a very full sound, same way with ZZ Top.
Right, and maybe latest would be maybe Rush.
Rush is only 3 people?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You got 2 guys playing the instruments. Please don't tell me this guy who does the bumblebee type singing plays an instrument too.
Plays bass.
I'd have to just focus on the creative.
Bass and keyboards.
Really?
They're an amazing group. Really, they play some crazy music.
Yeah. Now, Lash Man, I was with you up to right about now.
Amazing group.
I was with you until you started singing Rush's praises.
Three members, too many.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying that.
Well, they are durable.
Three people bands anymore.
They are durable. They've been around a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of trash out there. Let's face it.
Yeah. But,
you brought back the memories when you started talking about Mel Shocker and
Mel
the boys.
Shocker, Don Brewer, Mark Farner, Terry Knight was their manager, and they used to pal around with Blood Rock from Fort Worth. They'd go on the road together.
When they put out the Phoenix album, though, they brought in this Craig Frost or whatever his name was.
Yeah, they did introduce kind of a, you know, this Beach Boy who I've never really considered a Beach Boy. I think it's Bruce Johnston or somebody like that.
Yeah.
He kind of filled in there while Brian was in bed for about 5 years. he is to the Beach Boys as this guy, Craig, is to the Grand Funk.
Yeah, he played on that album. I think he played keyboards or something on that album. That was the beginning of the end.
That's exactly right.
For that group when they played that album. That was
I'd love to hear some Grand Funk from the first album or two, folks, if you don't mind. I'm telling you, I used to circle the same block time after time after time as soon as that next Grand Funk 8-track would come out.
Yeah.
And I'd have that matchbook under that 8-track, baby, and so it wouldn't double-track, and I was
the only one that did that.
Hauling butt in that Ford Galaxy with the custom 8-track in it, and listen to that latest Grand Funk. Those were the days.
Eight-track. You haven't lived until you've had a Crinko 8-track and tried to install it yourself.
You're making me misty. I got to run to a break.
Okay, take care.
Those were the days. A simpler time. 12:56, 4 before 1. Bob's Radio Basics on a Saturday. Back after these.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. Dr. Rush Limbaugh, I might say, having just been presented a doctorate of letters degree by Honolulu University. Thank you. Just happened this week. It's the weekend, folks. Time for you to go out there and enjoy life with reckless abandon, as always. I'll stay tuned to what's important and what's crucial. When next we get together on Monday, it'll be from Houston, the Republican National Convention. That and anything else that's hot and interesting, we'll talk about 11 o'clock Monday, the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.
Here's good news for those who may think it's too late to take advantage of that big sale on Cobra trap shooter radar detectors at Communication Center in Richfield. At a price of $59.95, these Cobras have been moving out. The suggested retail for this 1992 model Cobra trap shooter is $149, but you can still get one at Communication Center for just $59.95. Yes, there are still some left, but you'd better hurry, because at this price, the supply won't last much longer. This is a full-feature detector filled with accessories despite its micro-size. There's even a highway and city sensitivity control, plus power cord and mounting equipment. Communication Center in Richfield is where you'll always find competitive prices on name-brand items like Sony, Pioneer, Bell, Motorola, Audiovox, Uniden, Midland, and Cobra, plus expert installation and service. So for the buy of a lifetime on a brand-new Cobra trap shooter radar detector, the $149 model, come to Communication Center in Richfield and pay only $59.95. Still some left. Communication Center, 76th and Lindale, Richfield.
CityLine now brings you all the current information you need from Canterbury Downs. Just call CityLine at 645-6060 and enter category 7224 on your touchtone phone. You will receive the latest Canterbury Downs race results, up-to-the-minute program changes and scratches, pick six payouts and winners, along with simulcast race results. Best of all, it's free. So call CityLine now at 645-6060 and enter category 7224.
Warts. They make you feel self-conscious, embarrassed, and uncomfortable. In the past, the brand that doctors prescribed most for the topical treatment of warts was only available with a prescription. Today, you can get the brand of wart remover that doctors used most in a non-prescription formula. It's called Duofilm. Ask your pharmacist about Duofilm's over-the-counter formulas in liquid or patch forms. To get rid of embarrassing warts, do it yourself with Duofilm. For plantar warts on your feet, try Duoplant Gel. Use as directed.
You know your friends listen. They're just afraid to admit it. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Just 40 seconds left in the show. It appears that the letters of my name rearranged spell Saint Jabberboy. S-T Jabberboy. Little Jabberboy for you. Does Dan have some Grand Funk on line one? We've only got 20-something seconds, though. All right, Dan, fired up for us. We'll just
hang on a second.
Sure.
Get this thing working.
We'll just take it into ABC News here. KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station. If it's that slow acoustic overture to Sends a Good Man's Brother, we'll never get it on. Hey, can you hold on 5 minutes?
Well,
or can you
here
call?
It comes.
Can you
here
call us
comes.
Back at your convenience? All right, we'll just run it under ABC News.
Here it comes.
All right. 1 o'clock. Talk to you in 5 minutes. Here
From
comes Grand
ABC
Funk.
News. I'm Catherine Smith. Police on the scene of a massacre this morning at a Miami nightclub now believe the victims got caught in drug warfare. Reporter Peter Dench has the latest from Miami.
The Jamaican-style Taste of the Islands restaurant in North Dade County was packed with more than 75 people, many of them teenagers, when at least two gunmen who were inside that restaurant started firing their weapons. As some victims ran away screaming, at least three died at the restaurant. It was the highest number of shooting victims in any one place in Dade County in at least 20 years. Police are not sure what triggered this massacre, but they are investigating reports that it was related to...
Keep going, Dan. It sounds great.
In North Dade County, Peter Dench for ABC News.
The U.S. is upping its reward for one of the world's most notorious drug lords. A bounty of $3.4 million is being offered for information leading to the capture of Pablo Escobar. He's still on the loose after escaping while being transferred from a Colombian prison. More news after this.
In these tough times, chances are you aren't seeing too many bonuses. We at International Trucks think that's a shame. So we're offering you a great bonus on a great truck. Make your best deal on any International medium truck during our big bonus days and get a credit of $1,000 good for free parts and service on any truck you own. Or get $2,000 in credit on an International heavy truck. Just buy and take delivery from dealer stock between July 1st and September 30th. Call 1-800-44-TRUCK or see your International dealer for details.
The Vlasic Store here for sandwich improvement. Sponsored by Vlasic Pickles. And here's Frank and Phil.
Thank you. When Phil and I came up with this show,
we had but one goal.
Right. To help do-it-yourselfers solve those sandwich building problems. One tip is to always use quality building materials.
Like crunchy, juicy Vlasic pickles.
Right, because Vlasic has the taste that guarantees a successful sandwich project.
Next week, how to install a gherkin.
See you then.
This has been Sandwich Improvement, brought to you by Vlasic Pickles. The sandwich improvement you can do yourself.